And you get very close to some of the animals because many of them are social and will kind of come up to the edge of the cage. You're behind a barrier 4 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And the guide will tell you the individual stories of some of the animals, which brings to light some of the issues. They'll tell you about the different species. They'll tell you about some of the issues that people, that the animals face, both in captivity and the extinction issues in the wild. Things like, for instance, people don't realize that when they hear people saying that someone's breeding white tigers to preserve the species, that's just a total lie. There is no species of white tiger. It's a genetic defect, and they shouldn't be bred. And the phrase we hear most often at the sanctuary is, "I had no idea," as they listen to these things.
Before the interview, I wanted to get a little more enlightened about Big Cat Rescue. So one of the things I did is I went on your website and I found that you recently obtained a blind bobcat that you're giving the opportunity to the public to name. How can people name the bobcat, and where did this idea come from to do that?
They can go on our Facebook or our website to submit a name. And the idea actually came from Facebook. We let people know we had rescued the bobcat, and suddenly people started suggesting names. And we said, that's a great idea. Why don't we have a little contest to name the cat? And, you know, as you can imagine, after having been operating for 20 years and having named hundreds of cats, it's frankly kind of a relief to have somebody else do it. And you know what? Let me back up for just a second and mention that we've actually got a live webcam, not on the we have actually have, this is very unusual. We currently, within a few weeks of each other, rescued two blind bobcats. One of them is named Rufus, and he's doing very well and navigating around in the CAP hospital. And we actually have a live webcam that people can go and see that. If you go to our website, you'll see where you can click on that, and then on Ustream, actually see the cat maneuvering around and eating and being cared for.
And if anybody wanted to get involved with Big Cat Rescue or volunteer or make a donation, how could they do so?
There are many ways to volunteer. Some people volunteer on site, either with the cat care or helping us with many of the, you know, the gift shop and the other administrative things that have to happen. And there are ways to volunteer just from your home. One of the most important ones is to sign up on our website to be what we call an advocat, and then you will receive our email alerts. And so when we find someone with a cub petting display, for instance, in a mall, we will send an email asking you to email that mall and tell them that you don't want to see this kind of abuse of these animals.
Mm-hmm.
When we have laws like the Big Cats Law that you mentioned, we will send an alert asking you to go into the system, which makes it very easy because it identifies from your zip code your representatives, and ask you to send an email to your representatives asking them to co-sponsor or vote for that bill, depending on where it is in the process.
And one of the things you have online is a wish list of items that the normal listener out there can make a difference to Big Cat Rescue. What kinds of items are on that wish list?
Well, some people just enjoy bringing something physical instead of money, even if they go buy it. And so we can always use pet carriers, particularly the bigger ones. Maintaining 55 acres, you can imagine we run through a lot of all kinds of lawn tools, you know, shovels, rakes, clippers, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We need them donated in good condition. It's not cast-offs, but those are extremely helpful. Office supplies, copy paper. If you have unopened spices, maybe something sitting in the cabinet or you pick up in the supermarket, we use that to give the cats enrichment. We might take toilet paper tubes, and we actually accept donations of toilet paper tubes and the paper bags from the supermarket. We recycle by making them into enrichment treats for the cats. So those are some of the things on there. Sometimes we have bigger things on there, like a $150,000 x-ray machine, but you don't see that coming in too often.
No, not much. For anyone who wants any more information on Big Cat Rescue or to see anything or hear anything that we went over today and just get more enlightened, how can they get more information on your organization?
Well, the two things to do are go to the website, bigcatrescue.org. The website is 9,000 pages. It's the world's resource on big cats, and we constantly update with what's going on. And the other thing to do is sign up on the social networking sites like Facebook, where you'll constantly get updates. We also have one of the things people love most. We make a new video about every week, and there are times when we have been ranked the sixth most viewed nonprofit on YouTube in the world.
Wow.
And some of the videos are fun stuff, like when we give the cats